you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams and Paul Tepetti in this hour carryover now. And we're going to have a special audio clip coming up, so you stay tuned. But right now, I think we have our next caller. Is it Jeff in Idaho? Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on up, Jeff.
Hey, Paul, I had a couple comments for you. Your last caller is a great caller, and what we're fighting is the syndicalist of Satan. Right now, and the corporate Christians are basically defined in a book. I don't know if you've ever listened to Clint Richardson's Corporation Nation, but his final book is coming out in about 1 month, and it's about 1,200 pages without being indexed. It's at strawmanstory.info. If you can take that out on the road with you, I think you'll get a lot of people that'll get an understanding, because it basically explains actually who the enemy is, and the main enemy is the English language right now. And that's because it's the combination of Greek and Latin and Aramaic. And when they say these words in court, they're using the Greek and Latin and Aramaic translations as opposed to the English. And the word understanding, you stand under the administrative law.
Mm-hmm.
The whole goal from the Basel, Switzerland thing from 1897 was how do you basically give everyone nationwide citizenship? Basically give them birth certificates instead of and then when you have birth certificates, you don't have any inheritable blood. So this is how they've been taking over the world, gaining everyone's property for the past 100 years, like how they stole all the Indians' property, like after the Civil War, because, you know, the Bolsheviks basically came in the Civil War and destroyed America.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Yes, they did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is it's 1,200 pages of logic in it, but just like your chosen comment, it defines that very clearly in scriptural, Black's Law, and essentially legalisms, and then just pretty good logic. So if you get a chance in about a month or so, go download it and then carry it around with you.
Okay, that's important. Yeah, I appreciate that, because what you say is essentially true from Richardson, but it follows also that once again, you know, with regard to the westward expansion and so forth, a lot of the sins of the so-called white men were actually, the sins of these sons of Cain, who were orchestrating events, financing
right.
them, and they were profiting from them. You see how they're always behind the scenes orchestrating various events that later on come back to hurt Whitey, as they say. And this is
right.
why Europe is under attack today, and
right.
Australia is under attack, and Iceland
yeah.
is jailing gangsters, and unfortunately it's too small an example, but this is why the attack is, the war is the war between
right.
Esau and Edom and
right.
and Jacob.
Right. If you look at what basically Lark is talking about communitarianism, okay,
yes.
if you use the word syndicalism of Satan, you'll be better off than trying to define essentially a DNA line. Because this is essentially a psychology now for takeover. That's all I got.
I agree, but it's
yeah,
both. It's DNA, it is seed line, and it's a psychological warfare in the mind. You're right, but
right.
it's both. It's not one
right.
or the
Correct.
Other, you see.
Right.
All right.
Guys.
Thank you for that, Jeff. I appreciate your call. And I think, did we have another call on the line? No, I don't believe so. Okay. So, Paul, now tell us a little bit about what Poker Face is up to these days. Come on, we haven't talked about it.
A lot of good things, brother. I just want to address one thing real quick. It's time to initiate a BDS boycott of Amazon. In the last week, they have mm-hmm. started to take off our friends' titles and books, and videos.
Yep. Synagogue of Satan, Andrew
people like Andrew Hitchcock.
Yes.
Yep, and Mike M.S. King, and mm-hmm. other great historians, scientists, because they might have a book on the one thing that you cannot talk about in this world unless it is washed through the kosherized hands, and that is the holy hugs. And so right now, there's a book burning going on at Amazon, and we need to reward them with no business. We need to tell our friends and family, no business for Amazon. Look, Target, pushing their tranny bathrooms, they're down $15 billion. Nordstrom sales have plummeted. Mm-hmm. Macy's is closing down stores. Boycotts work, okay? This piece of crap, Bezos, bought the Washington Post so that he could work with the CIA even more fluidly, okay? Jeff Bezos, again, another Cainite tear. And he needs to be punished, man. We need to punish him economically. And this cannot stand, all right? They say the Nazis were the book burners. No, it's the Bolsheviks are the book burners, and that's even proven today in 2017. Amazon has to go down.
You know, I agree, and I have done my share and my part in recent days. I've done it with PayPal. I've done it with all of the other, online businesses, merchants. And, you know, unfortunately, now we're seeing what's happening in America on Main Street, and the mall owners are getting very desperate now to put almost anything in the malls because they're doing so badly. However, I will also say that it's the same with regard to online businesses. Let's face it. I was just reading the incredible drop in some of these so-called big radio, television, media giant companies, Cumulus. Their stocks have tumbled, and they have just tumbled down. I think it's like, 25 cents a share or something like that from a dollar, and they're being threatened with expulsion from NASDAQ. Hey, man, they're like $12 billion plus in debt. So, I mean, you know, here's RBN here, a shoestring budget, and we're still here.
ESPN is bleeding like 50,000subscribers a week because they've been pushing their gender politics and the progressivism. Look, man, America's waking up and has woken up. I can't thank Trump enough for that. And, look, he's only been in there for 50 days. He's done more 50 days than Obozo did in 8 years. So, look, let's get the rest of the neocons and neocoms out of his administration, out of our Congress. And let's rock it. 2018, let's put some great people in, people that can help Trump out, put some conservative justice in place. And I'm talking not just the Supreme Court. I'm talking about the other district courts and the under courts. And this country can rock, brother. I'm seeing some positive things everywhere. With all the naysayers,
look at the FISA court. Now, you know, a good example of the courts is the FISA court. You know, which of course is the Foreign Intelligence Service Administration. And that was begun in the 1970s, I think 78, and it's got 11 justices, federal.
Obama's going to go to jail for that.
Well, what I was trying to say is that, like, there's 11 federal courts there, federal jurists, and they're all Obama appointees, and then the buck stops with the Supreme Court. And so, essentially, why do we need a FISA court? Why do we need to have a CIA? Why do we need to have an FBI? It's because of constant foreign intrigue, meddling across the world, creating that one world beast system. And if we were doing what God wanted us to do, we wouldn't have any of these agencies. We'd be America, not an isolationist nation, but a free nation, a sovereign nation, an independent nation. Is that such a bad thing, Paul? Hello?
No, that's what God wants for his people, but that's not what Satan wants for his slaves, man. So that's where the crux is at, and that's what the battle is all about.
Bingo.
And I'm excited, man. Look. Some people are trying to say that Trump is the new Cyrus. All I can say to all of this is I think Trump is the man that needs to be here at this time because if you do read Revelation, if you do read Holy Spirit visiting Washington and the Holy Spirit showing, Washington, the three great wars that come upon this land, where the last one was the whole world against us and every town across America burning, like every time, like, the black SJWs and the new Black Panthers and the Black Crimes Matter folks. You can see when cities are burning across the country because they're looting it and thieving and stealing and burning. So I always wondered as a patriot, like with this updated revelation with Washington, how were we going to, like, not only fight back the whole world, but also at the same time be fighting our own government? I couldn't see that. But with the president like Trump in office and half of us united, yeah, I could see us beating back the global communists, because communism is Judaism, according to Rabbi Stephen Weiss. So this is a satanic, you know, global revolution that's happening, and it's going to take place here, man. This is where it's going to get blown back, and it's going to start to clean the world where our forefathers left off. They should have just gone into Mexico. They should have gone into Canada, kicked out the foreign powers that would later come back to haunt us. So let's just get it done this time, once and for all, man. Let humanity breathe for 1,000 years, all right? That's how I see it.
That's excellent. Excellent words, Paul. Do you have anything else about Poker Face that people need to know?
Well, brother, okay, I can promise you this year there's a new disc coming out. The producer, Toby Wright, is massively, fiercely, frantically working on the new stuff. We have four of the 12 songs done. Two are going to be in Spanish. It's the best stuff ever that Poker Face has put out. And so some big names in the industry are excited for us. It's also going to include the 24 Protocols of the Learned Elders of Satan. I worked with Brother Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, to dumb them down, and also Brother Joe Northpaw. Dumb it down to either like a word or a sentence so that it's easy for people to understand. These are the 24 points that the Satanists are using you to destroy you, your family, your country, your culture, your language, your borders, everything. Okay. Right. And here are 24 protocols of the learned elders of Christ on how we're going to beat these parasites back. Okay. With God, everything's mm-hmm. possible. So that's what, this album's going to empower people with, you know, with the truth, man. And, they're going to love me some more, man. We've been under their watchful eye ever since 95. So I hope to continue, earning our points, man, with the list that we're on. I think the SPLC just came out with one last month. And again, Poker Face is on there on the map of Pennsylvania. And we're proud to be on there because we actually give a damn about this country. And if you're not on the list, you haven't done enough for America yet. So I don't want to hear it.
Amen. Well put. Yeah. And it's a badge of honor to be on the list, I suppose, these days. And let's hope we can all get on that list, and maybe we'll move to the top of the list. Or okay, Paul, thank you.
Well, look, I have a president that's getting called all the same names that I get called. Okay. Whoa. 2005, when the Jews sicked their brown colored groups on us, like the OPP, the Antifas, the CRA, you know, Black Crimes Matter wasn't around there yet, and the new Black Panthers hadn't happened yet. But, you know, for the last 12 years, we've been so far ahead of the curve that now half of America is getting called the same names we are. So this is the most auspicious time to release a Poker Face disc ever, and we're excited. We're excited where it can lead to. Two gigs that I know that we have coming up are second week in April. We're going to be down in Knob Creek. We haven't been there for the last year and a half, 2 years. So Middle America, come join us. Knob Creek, Machine Gun Shoot. So machinegunshoot.com, second week in April. And then, of course, Freedom Palooza is going to be July 1st through the 3rd. We got lots of music coming, new location, great speakers. And I don't know, man, I'm excited for this year. This is a year of a lot of accomplishment happening.
Well, you certainly deserve some plaudits and praise for doing what you do and for just staying in the fold and standing your ground. I think we, maybe if you could spare one more minute, we'll take another call from Mark here, who may want to talk to you, brother, as well as me. Let's see. We have Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark.
Hi. God bless everyone. I hope you're having a blessed day today.
Yes,
we are. I'm glad Paul stayed on, because what I wanted to call about was some things he mentioned. I'm not sure if y'all are aware that the Satanist, when you look at the upper levels of, you know, all these industries, they're basically Luciferians and Satanists. And they, I don't know if you're aware that they believe that Satan will eventually defeat Almighty God. They still believe it. They believe in Jesus. They mm-hmm. they know Jesus is returning, but they think mm-hmm. they're going to win.
Right. That's what they believe. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't, so the the way to solve that, there's someone, I don't know if you've heard of this, but the way we solve that is to prove Satan is lying, okay, about this. Okay, and that they're, to serve Satan is to sentence themselves to damnation. Now, they don't believe that now because they think Satan is all-powerful. Okay, and I don't know if you've heard of this person, but there's someone, if you go to Twitter, it's at the anti-Satan. Okay, it's not the anti-Christ, it's the anti-Satan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's just, now this person, what he's got, I don't want to call it, I don't think it's a challenge, it's more an opportunity for these Luciferians to learn the truth about Lucifer. Now, Lucifer's been conning people since Adam and Eve that they would become like God and they would win. But basically what he's doing is the anti-Satan, he's saying that Satan is a liar, and if you don't believe, you're going to be paying for your penalties, the penalty of sin in hell, like Jesus said. And if you don't believe that, then he's challenging these people to summon Satan, every fallen angel, and every demon that exists, and to send them against him at the same time. Okay? If Satan is so powerful that he can defeat Almighty God, he certainly should be able to harm a human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going on right now. People need to be aware that God, Almighty God, has laid down the law. He has given these people an opportunity to learn the truth about Satan, you know, lying to them about being able to see God. Now, this is, and it was kind of way off out, and people might not comprehend this, but if you take the combined power of Satan, everything, if you want to call it, I don't even like to call it power. Because all
power it's the influence, the spirit. You know, Satan is pretty powerful in this world. He's given over the reign. And, you know, I think what you have to listen to
not
for a
compared
moment,
to Almighty God. Not all power and authority has been given to Jesus.
Right. But Satan, the thing that you have to personally remember, though, Mark, is that if they have the eyes to see and the ears to hear that God speaks to them, they will understand that. They will understand the truth about God, the truth about Satan and his deceiving appearance, obviously. But if they don't, no amount of logic is going to reach them because they're not logically inclined, you see. So you just preach the word, preach the truth, and let God plant the seeds wherever they're meant to be planted. I think that's the key, right?
But the difference is, this is not logic. This is a demonstration of God's power over
yes,
Satan.
But that is also logic, too. God is logical. He's not. I mean, Satan can pretend to be logical, but God, all things of God, are, in fact, reasonable, aren't they? You know, God is not unreasonable, is he? No, of course not. He's reasonable. He's logical, he's rational, and he has feelings, just as we are created in his image, have those feelings. So let's face it, it's a multi-pronged fight. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You're right to say what you say, and that's good. But in the end, I think I know who's going to win.
Oh, I know who's going to win, but see, these people don't know who's going to win. And so they're not going to stop their evil if they think they're going to win. So it has to be proven to them that they're not going to win, so maybe they won't start World War III. They might stop, you know, all the bioengineering and all the, you know, they want, you know, you've heard of Georgia Guidestones, they want to reduce the world's population. So they're not going to stop what they're doing. An enemy is not going to stop what they're doing if they think they're going to win. They're not. So the point is to make them stop what they're doing, to give them enough information to make them rethink what they're
all
doing.
All right.
So they don't.
Okay, Mark,
I'm happy
you all chimed in.
Okay,
Paul, got to go. All right. Hey, Paul, thank you for being with us again. My pleasure. And
all right, brother. We'll talk
it's been
soon.
Great. Great having you, and best wishes. God bless.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are here now, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to begin this audio segment of a portion of this documentary that has been posted some time ago. It wasn't that long ago, but the interview reenactment that is done is a reenactment of the interview that we have referred to, and it has to do with one of the one of those of the tribe, so to speak, who began speaking out quite braggadociously, and that was the Morgenthau, Wallace one, that unfortunately Harold Rosenthal wound up getting, shall we say, suicided or killed by a Palestinian on a flight that was an El Al Airlines flight at a very propitious time. It was a setup in the eyes of many who viewed this as an example of how that particular tribe kills its own. Now, this Rosenthal was a staffer, senior staffer to Senator Jacob Javits from New York, who, as you probably remember, was quite far left of center as a New York Republican senator. In any event, Mr. Rosenthal was giving some interviews and was quite braggadocious about how he felt that the, quote, Jewish people or Jewish supremacists, including his own tribesmen, felt about the, quote, Goy, unquote. And as I said, that apparently in the eyes of many cost him his life. So I think right now I would like to give you a portion of this program and this interview and we'll continue after the break. So can we begin right now, Sam? I think we...
The Harold Wallace Rosenthal Interview, 1976, The Hidden Tyranny Introduction. This booklet contains the text of a most revealing and shocking interview of a Jew by the name of Harold Rosenthal, which was conducted in 1976 by a concerned patriot, a Walter White, Jr. Mr. Rosenthal, an influential Jew learned in the Jewish ways and involved in the workings of government in Washington, D.C., explained the Jewish involvement and cause of the major problems we face today. Rosenthal, in exposing certain aspects of the inner invisible world of Jewry, revealed the modes and tactics Jews have used in destroying world civilization and covertly attaining control over our lives and governments. The result has been a hidden tyranny upon us, like the tyranny waged against the saints by the Red Beast system of revelation referred to as Mystery Babylon. As Edmund Burke stated, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. But before we can properly act, we need a proper, not just a superficial understanding of the problem. This booklet will help provide the reader with that understanding. Charles A. Weissman, June 1992, from Church of True Israel website. The Harold Wallace Rosenthal Interview, 1976, Part 1. In a highly confidential interview with a Jewish administrative assistant to one of this nation's ranking senators, he said, "It is a marvel that the American people do not rise up and drive every Jew out of this country." The Jew, Mr. Harold Wallace Rosenthal, made this statement after admitting Jewish dominance in all significant national programs. He said, "We Jews continue to be amazed with the ease by which Christian Americans have fallen into our hands. While the naive Americans wait for Khrushchev to bury them, we have taught them to submit to our every demand." Asked how a nation could be captured without their knowing it, Mr. Rosenthal attributed this victory to absolute control of the media. He boasted of Jewish control of ALL News. Any newspaper which refused to acquiesce to controlled news was brought to its knees by withdrawing advertising. Failing in this, the Jews stopped the supply of news, print and ink. "It's a very simple matter," he stated. Asked about men in high political office, Mr. Rosenthal said that no one in the last three decades has achieved any political power without Jewish approval. "Americans have not had a presidential choice since 1932. Roosevelt was our man. Every president since Roosevelt has been our man." In a discussion about George Wallace, Mr. Rosenthal smiled and suggested that we note where Wallace stands today. When the U.S. foreign policy was mentioned, the bedroom confidence of the interview was all but set aside. With disdain and mockery, he sneered at the American stupidity in failing to see through the entire scope of Kissinger's foreign policy. "It is Zionist communist policy from beginning to end. Yet the citizens think this Jewish policy will benefit America." He cited detente in Angola as examples of Jewish diplomacy. The credulous nature of Americans drew only contempt from him. The interview continued on an almost omniscient plane.
And we are going to break right now, folks. I will play a little bit more of this, and I'm sure you'll be highly convicted in your heart. Then we'll take some calls. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll get back to you. Rick Adams Uncensored on today's program.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back now, and I'm going to continue in just a moment with the Harold Rosenthal interview. And I just want to again mention, because we talk about censorship on Amazon and also the censorship on Facebook and censorship all throughout the media, social media landscape, and it is everywhere. There's no question about it. Publishing houses, book publishing houses, all over the map are beginning to feel the pressure to censor. As you know, YouTube as well, many of these are all corporate owned, and they're staffed and CEO'd by the same people whom we're speaking about. So they either feel the heat from their own, or they decide on their own that they're going to pull these types of books and videos and even audio cassettes as well as CDs and so forth. So listen in to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program on the same name website. And you will see this coming week the interview that he is going to have. A very interesting guests are always on his program from week to week. All right, let's get back now to the interview that was done with Harold Rosenthal, who just happened to be killed by some fanatic on an LL Israeli airline at a most propitious time after this interview was given and the word began to, shall we say, rip out. Go ahead.
We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people. Then we promote both sides of the issue as confusion reigns. Mm-hmm. With their eyes fixed on the issues, they fail to see who is behind every scene.
We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse. As the conversation went on into the late hours, one could sense that perhaps America deserves the reign of terror being planned for her. The Jewish mind pits every ethnic group against the other. The blood of the masses will flow as we wait for our day of world victory, Mr. Rosenthal said coldly. 4 hours after this incredible discussion, a sense of inadequacy prevailed. Is it possible that another group of human being could be so treacherous in spirit, so evil in intent? Yet, the words heard and the evidence at hand are real. Is it possible that the American people can remain docile, even while their life's blood is being drained from them? It seems so. What does all this say to us? Since what you have just read plus the lengthy interview that followed, Mr. Harold Wallace Rosenthal, age 29, the administrative assistant to Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York was killed in an alleged skyjacking attempt on an Israeli airliner in Istanbul, Turkey, August 12, 1976. It would appear that Mr. Rosenthal might have talked too freely because although 4 people were killed and some 30 injured during the skyjacking attempt, Rosenthal was not killed by a random bullet as were the others. From reports secured at the time, it seems amazing and strange that of all the people involved in this incident Mr. Rosenthal should have been fatally wounded. Meanwhile, Walter White, who conducted this confidential interview, can now state after much investigation, expense and travel, that Harold Rosenthal was undoubtedly murdered at the Istanbul airport, in what was to appear as a hijacking probably by his own people. We had no desire to hurt anyone and especially members of the Rosenthal family who had suffered enough in this tragedy. We corresponded with his mother and father in Philadelphia and his brother Mark David Rosenthal, who is attending college in Northern California. In fact, it was he who advised me that Harold's friends in Washington had set up a memorial fund in Harold W. Rosenthal's name. He sent us a copy of the Harold W. Rosenthal Fellowship and International Relations American Jewish Committee, Washington Chapter, 818 18th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. 20,006. It lists some of the who's who, and the honorary co-chairman are Vice President Walter F. Mondale and Senator Jacob K. Javits. Out of respect, we decided to wait until a year had passed since the death of Harold Wallace Rosenthal, so we delayed publishing everything he gave us on the memorable day and evening. And as stated before, the interview was lengthy as he seemed to enjoy pouring out this information, and at times it was broken and went on into the evening. This writer and editor is not easily shocked, but as this egotist Harold W. Rosenthal raved on, I found so much of what he said actually horrifying, the actual betrayal of which he admittedly was a part, and he appeared to gloat over the apparent success of a Jewish world conspiracy. This, mind you, comes from an administrative assistant to one of our ranking senators, Jacob K. Javits of New York. What you are about to read should act as a warning to all non-Jews throughout the world. It hopefully should open the eyes of many who knew him in Washington government circles. It becomes indeed obvious that what he discloses is not fiction. It is not imagination. He was not pretending as he spoke with knowledge and intelligence. Many things have been said and written about the One World Jewish Conspiracy, but never has it been described so openly. It staggers the imagination. Their plans are shocking, and many will be astonished at the contents of this document. Nothing like it has ever been told before. We prefer not to elaborate. You be the judge. Looking back to the time of this interview and having had time to analyze Harold Rosenthal's candidness, we are compelled to think of him as a conceited, boastful yet very knowledgeable person. I would classify him as an egotist and an egoist. At times his cruelty surfaced with a venom, especially as he describes the stupid Christians or goys as he so often referred to us. This surprised me because the word goy is not in our language, and he must have known this. His mind was thoroughly immersed in the One World plan of world Jewry. With arrogance, he boasted that the Jews' conquest of the world was almost complete thanks to Christian stupidity. When asked if he was a Zionist, M.R. Rosenthal replied, "That's a hell of a question. At the foundation of the issue, the traditional Zionist concept of Allah, a Hebrew term meaning the ingathering or return of diaspora el dispersed Jews to the Palestine homeland. Ever since 1948 and the creation of the State of Israel, Allah has become a basic imperative of Israeli government policy. What is Allah? Will you please spell it for me? He did so and we inquired as to the realistic meaning of Allah. Mr. Rosenthal said, it is a permanent physical migration to Palestine, not just a visit. We asked, what is Zionism? I've heard Jews define it as anything from permanent migration to financial spiritual support of Israel from around the world. Mr. Rosenthal replied, our first leader, former Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion, said that Zionism without a return to Zion is phony. Not many American Jews migrate permanently to Israel. Some say that all Jews, by definition, are Zionists. Others say that a Jew is not a Zionist unless he's a member who pays dues to an actively Zionist organization. Definitions have been tossed everywhere since the Jewish homeland became a reality. Millions of tax-exempt American dollars are sent to Israel yearly and we true American do not like this, Mr. Rosenthal replied. The naive politicians in Washington are gullible. Most of them are not too bright, so the powerful Jewish lobbyists influenced this practice years ago and there is no one strong enough to stop it. Some of the money is even returned to the United States and spent on Zionist propaganda efforts, much of it through the B'nabrith and the Conference of Jewish Organizations and the World Jewish Congress. The Jewish Agency is a funding arm, a sort of body of B'nabrith officials. There is nothing wrong with sending American dollars to Israel tax-free so long as we are smart enough to get away with it. Let's reverse this conversation for a minute. You made it clear and quite vociferously that you don't like Jews. Why do you hate us? Mr. Rosenthal, I do not hate anybody. I said I hate what the Jews are doing to us and especially as it relates to any and everything related to Christianity. I hate their deceit, trickery, cunning and their detestable dishonesty. Does that make me anti-Semitic? If it does, then I am anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitism does not signify opposition to Semitism. There is no such thing. It is an expression we Jews use effectively as a smear word used to brand as a bigot, like you guys, anyone who brings criticism against Jews. We use it against hate mongers. It was made clear that I despised the Jews' corruptive influence on our Christian culture and on our properly Christ-oriented American way of life, to which Mr. Rosenthal said, during Christ's time, the Jews were seeking a material and earthly kingdom but Christ offered the Jews a spiritual kingdom. This, they couldn't buy, so they rejected Jesus Christ and had him crucified. What do you mean had him crucified? Doesn't history prove that the Jews crucified Jesus Christ? To which he answered, yes, I guess they did. I don't beat around the bush, but 2,000 years ago your people would have done the same thing to a man who mistreated them as Christ did the Jews. You speak of Jesus Christ as merely a man. That's all, he was a man who walked on the earth like any other man, and this myth about Christ rising from the dead and returning to earth to visit with his disciples is a bunch of crap.
Okay, I think we've heard enough there, folks. That gives you a very good capsulized version of the entire interview that was done with Harold Wallace Rosenthal. And this was in 1976. Three times 10 is what? 30 days later is when he wound up being killed. I did that, obviously, so I think you can take an overview and look back now on all of these elections we've had and all of these political movements we've had, including the Tea Party movement and the opposition in your own states. I'm sure that you've had the same, the right, the left, the radical right, the radical left, all these confrontations, the so-called Skokie, Illinois marches by the so-called skinheads and so on and so forth. All of that basically is what Mr. Rosenthal was saying was essentially organized, if not organized by, utilized by, and exploited by them to accomplish their Hegelian dialectic. And so, folks, we have been saying the same thing for many, many years, and I've been saying it personally for over 38 years in my life, and now most recently as I began to come to a growing appreciation of the scriptures and who and what we're dealing with here, we literally are dealing with a seed line that is written so clearly for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear in the scriptures, and that is the seed line of Cain which is a direct lineal descendant of the sperma of Satan himself. So now you can understand why the trickery, the deceit, the cunning, the lies, the murders, and all of that, and right in your face, straight-laced, and why the dumb, sottish Christians and the rest of the tribes of the world that God created certainly can be seduced, as was Eve and Adam, both in the garden, and they can be waylaid. So, okay, that's it. I just wanted to give you that in the second hour, and right now I think we'll take a call or two as we have time at 800-313-9443, and we have Ed in Utah up first. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Rick. Very good show today.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, you know, you had Paul Tepeti on. He's sure a great spokesman. He's the torchbearer for the late, great Jim Traficant.
Yes, he is.
But it's interesting, this thing you just played, when you consider that Hillary Clinton was going to have her victory rally at the Jacob Javits Center.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to show, yeah, how they blackmailed or used Ted Kennedy to bring about the Nationality and Immigration Act of 65.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, to change the beat, bop, and character of this country ever since. Also, one last on that theme there about them being used in Skokie, Illinois, the skinheads and what have you. There was a nephew of a former governor here in Utah, Bangeter, Governor Bangeter's nephew, Johnny Bangeter, used to come on K-Talk here on the local radio, and he said that, yeah, he was used for marches in Las Vegas, and he said it took him a while to figure out. He played right into the Jews' hands.
Exactly, what happens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he said this right here on Kate.
Well, that's why you find in the most sensitive areas of opposition, Ed, for instance, gun ownership rights, you find these groups that call themselves Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. There is an agenda there, you see. They ultimately would like to impose the right to bear arms for their own, and most assuredly, in the end, they would definitely like to take away the rights of those who are not part of the tribe away, as they have done to the Palestinians largely, you see.
Well, Rick, the late Michael Collins Piper said the other reason they formed the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms is to help bury the past and obfuscate the fact that Jews were always the gun grabbers, ADL. And such.
Yes.
So it served a dual purpose. But the reason for my call, just two quick points here.
Okay.
You had, one of the things about President Donald Trump and Paul Tepeti is high on him. I have some hopes. What I'll be watching for, though, Rick, is this latest drive for clemency, this pardon, petition for pardon, to see how Jeff Sessions and President Trump reacts. But the big thing for me is June 8th. Donald Trump, to his credit, has talked greatly about honoring the military and what have you. But June 8th, is the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he'll have a Rose Garden lawn right out in front for the world to see to honor the 34 dead American soldiers and Marines aboard the USS Liberty 50 years ago. Let's just see if that can happen. And it can't happen on any other time later as he builds up political capital, if that were to happen. Because this is the 50th anniversary, only this year, this June.
Yeah, I agree. And also the anniversary of Pearl Harbor and whether or not he is going to be the first president who would spearhead the drive for the recognition of Admiral Husband Kimmel and General Walter Short to be promoted on the line of promotions.
Exactly.
On the list, you see. I mean, he could at least do that, again, if he wanted to set the record straight and do justice to men who were unjustly singled out, you see?
Yes. So, yes, and let's see what he does with the pardons for the son of Gordon Call, Yuri Call, who still rots in a prison, and what he does for the Hammonds and the Bundys. And we'll see very shortly, like you said earlier.
Absolutely. All right, Ed, I have to move along for other calls. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice and excellent points as well. I think we have Donna next in California. Hello, Donna. Come on up.
Oh, hello. I just like to make a statement that talking about Genesis 12
yes.
and Abraham and the blessings and the curse.
Uh-huh.
what the Christian Zionists, they lead you to that scripture to prove the Jews are God's chosen, but the Bible never says Abraham is Jewish.
No, of course not.
Nor Isaac, nor Jacob.
None of them.
And of course, he didn't become Israel until God gave him the new name, which doesn't mean a Jewish race, nor does it mean a state called Israel. So
exactly.
This is where the confusion comes in with these Christian Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they are in a synagogue of Satan's church today.
Well, they are, and you hit the nail on the head. That's right. I mean, it makes it clear that nowhere does it say anything in the Bible really about Jews, but it does speak of Judah, and it speaks of those who are pretending to be of that tribe. Jesus' own words in Revelation, those are among the last words he stated. So, you know, I mean, let the record speak for itself. Thank you so much, Donna. We'll come back with Chris and another call if we can. Rick Adams on Central.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
All right, folks, we're back. We don't have a lot of time, but we do have a lot of calls, so I'm going to try to make it quick. And get right to the point if you can, folks. Chris is up in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. Come on up. Chris, hello.
Hello there, Rick. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Certainly enjoyed that recording of Mr. Rosenthal. Three. It certainly seems highly coincidental or perhaps sodomite suicidal to be exact about it, that you got two events that are very closely related that resulted in such extenuating circumstances of absurd, highly mysterious deaths, such as Mr. Rosenthal. 30 days afterwards, I think you'll find the same thing occurred with Arthur Koestler and his wife once he
published the 13th Tribe. Yeah. Right.
And sure. The last thing is that Eustace Mullins, in his book, he's got a couple of them. There's, I want to say Murder by Justice, but I think that's wrong.
Murder by Injection was the book.
So there's Murder by Injection. There's another one, The Rape of Justice. That's the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay.
He says the Rape of Justice. He says the CIA is the communist infiltration or insertion into America, invasion of America.
Yes.
And so yes. I think that would have to be borne out by John Foster Dulles and the others that brought that insidious beast system. And it seems like Mr. Trump is under attack by it, so it would be a perfect opportunity for him to use his executive pen to destroy the agency just like they used it to create it.
Well, and then we know what happened to JFK with Mr. Angleton and Dulles and his brother. Yes.
Thank you very much. I won't keep you.
All right, Chris. Good to hear from you.
Good supporting. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Okay, let's see if we can take on just one more. Ramsey from Canada, if we have time. Come on up.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Quickly.
If you just want to say something, one of the previous calls talked about the anniversary of USS Liberty. See, sir, in 2003, a girl named Rachel Corey was killed by a Jewish-Israeli bulldozer operator. She was completely bulldozed because she was protecting a house in the Gaza Strip.
Yes.
So, and the same thing happened. Like, her parents protested, and the Jewish lobby jumped in, and the Congress ignored it, just like with the USS Liberty. So it's interesting how history repeats itself.
Indeed it does, and it will come to an end, Ramsey, when when the second coming takes place, there'll be no more of that lying or deceiving or killing. Thank you, my friend. Good to hear your voice. Folks, we're out of time. Thank you all for joining us again. Rick Adams Uncensored, God willing, next week. Until then, Yahweh bless his elect. Hello? She may fade away.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.